Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. It's Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest. I am your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. Well, Happy New Year. How are you doing? I'm so glad that you're here and so glad that we made it through another year, right? We are here. We are ready to go. Things are happening. I'm just really, really excited. I got a lot of things going on this year, as I'm sure that you do too. And I want to hear all about it. So as soon as you can, I want you to download the Anchor.fm app so you can let me know what's going on in your life, in your business, and how I can help you if you got any questions. And once you do that, just look up the Unmarket Your Business podcast, and you can leave me a message, and I can reply to it. And if you really got something good going on or interesting or whatever, I may even put you in the podcast, because that's what the what this whole thing is about, me helping you to have a better business in 2020, market it better, have a better website and all that. And I think it will be, great. I can't wait to hear from you. Well, as you know, it's 2020. It's a new year and a new decade, and whatever happened or didn't happen in 2019 is over and done. That is old, old news. So what I'm going to talk about today is five client-getting strategies that will help you start off the year right and be in perfect alignment with what you want to do. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. All right, thanks so much for hanging out with me. Now is the time to look around, to look ahead, to keep moving forward and make your client attraction plans. Now I know, like I said, whatever happened or didn't happen in 2019 is gone, it's done with, it's over, but I want you to think about some things you could have done a little bit better, some things you could have done more of, and some things you didn't need to do at all. And right now, I want you to focus on moving forward. And I've got five client-getting strategies for you that I know that are going to help you get the clients that you want, so you can live the life you want, have the freedom to do whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's visiting those grandkids, playing with your children, you know, go RVing with your husband, starting a travel blog, whatever it is, I want you to be able to do it. But you know what I always say, you got to have money in order to do what it is you want to do. So why not use your business, because you wanted to start this business and get things going, to bring in that income so that you can then figure out what it is that you really, really want to do in life and do it, because time is short. Just this morning I was listening to the news, kind of, you know, how you listen to the ambient noise that's around you, had the TV on in the background, and I don't know, like four or five people have died from gunshots or whatever just overnight. So that shows you that, and I know you know this, but it shows you that life is so short, you never know what's going to happen, and you have to live it to its fullest as often as you can. And I want to make sure that we're doing that. So I want you to check out these five client-getting strategies. Choose the one or ones that resonate with you, and I want you to go do them. Okay, the first thing is referrals. Now, referrals can come from your clients, both your past clients and your present clients. And all you need to do is ask them, hey, who do you know who needs help with whatever it is that you do? And whatever it is that you're helping that client with, do you know someone else who could use my assistance in getting some things done? You never know. Some of them might say, no, I don't know anybody, but if I do, I'll come up with it. And while another client may say, yes, as a matter of fact, my friend was just asking me. So you never know. And what is it that they always say, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So go ahead and ask them if they know anyone else that you could help. You can also ask your family, your friends, and definitely the people that you meet through networking. Because really that's what it's all about when you're networking, is to meet someone and see how you can help them and how they can help you. So you start out with the helping them first. And then you never know, because once you start talking to someone, they're like, oh, I have a friend, I have a sister, an aunt, or whatever, who you could help with doing this, whatever it is you do. So referrals, number one. Number two, run a challenge. Now, I first started doing this last year, I think in June, when I discovered Kelly Roach. And she was doing her live launch method, which I totally love, because she utilizes Facebook groups, Facebook Lives in the group to run a challenge, and then for only 5 days, and then at the end of that time, she sells people into a program or presents the program to them, so if they want to become a part of it, it's kind of an easy yes. And the reason that I like that so much is because for those 5 days, you're doing this live, where you're live and almost in person, right in front of someone, and they tune in, they listen to what you're doing, they hear what you're talking about, they see how you are, and they instantly resonate with you and know, this person could actually help me. And the thing about it is, you're using your own Facebook group. You're not in somebody else's group, you're in your own group, and you're giving great value for whatever you're teaching them, and you're not asking them to purchase anything for the first couple of days, and then the fourth day is the first time you even talk about a program that you have, and then the fifth day you say, hey, it's open, if you want to come in and get more of what I've been talking about, then that's what you need to do. And a lot of times people will say, yes, I ran that, it was my marketing mastery boot camp, I ran it 3 times, and each time I did really well with bringing in clients. And the reason that happened is because people got to know me. Even though it was my group and I was posting in it, they really got to know me on, I guess, a deeper level. And then ever since then, let's see, I think probably July or August, I've been running the 10K Tuesday, the 10K Tuesday, I forgot what I call it at the end, but every Tuesday at, it was at 10, but I'm moving it to 1 p.m. this year. I go through a training that helps you achieve your first or your next 10K Tuesday. So I would love to have you come in there and learn what you need to do to get to that 10K marker. And all you got to do is go to csicorporation.com/FB group, and you can just come on in and enjoy it. So one of the other things that helps a challenge really be effective is if you have ambassadors or clients who are also promoting it. And what I did with my challenge is I do have the clients, I'm telling them about it, and they're putting it out there, they're bringing in people. But also they did testimonials for me to showcase to others how what it's like to work with me. So that was really, really cool. So the challenges are really great, and I see so many other people doing them right now. You know, they're doing a free 3-day or 5-day or 7-day or 30-day. The only thing is you have to be cognizant of how long someone's going to be around or be with you. Usually if you do a 30-day challenge, depending on what it is, like if it's a 30-day smoothie challenge, at 10-day mark, people are just like, I'm tired of this, I don't want to do it, and most people will not stay. So if you do something short, like a 3-5 or a 7-day, I like the 5-day thing. 5 days, pretty much anybody can stick with a 5-day. It's only 5 days. They'll come in the beginning, they'll stay, and they'll usually stay till the end. And then I love doing it in a Facebook group because it's a closed, engaged environment. So the only caveat is just building up your group to have enough people. And right about that 300 member mark is where it's really good to go ahead and have the challenge. Now, you can have it with less people or certainly more people, but 300 is really good, and that's what Kelly says to do, and that's what I did, and so it worked. So challenges is number two. Number three are webinars. Now, you know, I have not had a webinar or ran a webinar since I think February or March of last year. I ran one in January, and I ran one in March, and those are the last two I did because I did start doing the challenges, which was really good. But I love doing the webinars. And I have a new system of how I do them as well. I used to do them live. I haven't done a live webinar in a while. But what I started to do instead was I used the YouTube Premiere feature. So I go ahead and record the video, record the webinar just like I'm actually doing it. And there are several things you can use to record. I actually use OBS, which is the Open Broadcasting System. I always say that wrong, but it's OBS software. It's totally free to download and to use. It's open source, so a lot of people contribute to it. And I recorded it using that on my desktop. And then I uploaded the video to YouTube. And then I set it up as a Premiere video. That means that I could set a certain time and date for it to actually launch, and then before that date I can really promote it, and then when I have the actual video, people, all of us to watch it, all of us can watch it together. And then I was in the audience chatting with people rather than thinking, oh my god, are the slides moving, or, you know, can you hear me, and all that stuff that happens with the live thing. It was just so cool. I don't know if I will go back to live webinars or not. I have to see. I like doing the lives and Facebook Live that way, because it's just, you don't do it as long. You don't have to have people like sitting in this little chair for that long. And I get plenty of interaction there. So doing the webinar, I'm actually able to interact with people in the chat. So try it out. YouTube Premiere. Facebook actually does a Premiere too. I don't think it works as well in Facebook. I like doing YouTube better. And that will definitely help you. So, and the other thing about webinars, I would keep them about 30 to 40 minutes for your content, and then do your pitch after that. So then after, you know, the longest you're going to keep people on there is like an hour. They used to have the webinars that said 90 minutes, and nobody's going to sit around for 90 minutes. They don't want to hear all that stuff, and they don't want to hear all that fluff and all of that. Just, you know, get your webinar ready to go. You talk about yourself for a little bit, tell and position yourself as the expert with what you're saying about, you know, I'm qualified because I do this, blah, blah, blah. Not those exact words, but you know what I'm saying. You kind of imply, I am the expert. I know what I'm talking about. You give a little history of yourself. Then you give great value for about 20 minutes where you're actually teaching and they can actually learn something. So, and in the end, if they walk away and not purchase anything or don't sign up to get on a call with you, it doesn't matter because you've already given them value and they know that they got that value from you. So, and then after 20 minutes of teaching, and then you tell them about the product you're pitching or that you want them to sign up to get to meet with you in a session or something, you're giving it free or you're setting up an appointment, then people are more willing to do that. If they want your product, they're going to buy it. If you've made the case for it, if you've really laid it out, they're going to buy it or they're going to schedule time with you. So then that was the referrals, the challenges, the webinars. These last two are similar yet different. The fourth one is a giveaway. Now, in a giveaway, you can be a participant or you can actually put the giveaway on yourself. Basically, what it is, let's say you can get really any amount, but I would say at least five business owners to, I've seen up to about 20, and each one of those business owners contributes a program that they've created, a program or a course, and they offer it for free. There are paid giveaways and there are free giveaways. I really like the free ones because everybody's just giving away stuff free. It's pretty cool. So they offer a program. The program has to be worth a certain amount of money. Usually it's about $97. Sometimes you can do as low as $47, but $97 is about the going right now. So they offer whatever the program is. It's regularly $97. They're giving it away free. And it's actually a list builder. So the people who come onto this giveaway, in order for you to get what they have, you have to join their list. So that's how it's a list builder. Namely, it's a list builder for you, because if you are the person who's putting it on, everybody's going to opt in your list first before they see anything else. So you kind of have everything behind a wall. Opt into my list, I'll show you everything. So you get the bulk of it. And then the people who participate they get people added to their list as well. And of course, you know, there's a whole sales funnel behind that, and you can sell in the end and all of that. So the fifth thing, and which is similar to giveaways, are summits. Summits are different in that you're actually teaching. You're not just giving away a program. You're actually teaching. And the big thing about summits now is they're videos. Used to be you could do the summits for a teleconference or a phone call or whatever, or I think they call it a telesummit. And you can still do those. I don't like them as much because I like to do the, I love doing videos, and I think you get more interaction when you're doing the video because you can actually see the person and, you know, see their idiosyncrasies. I always say that about video. You just get to see them and get to know them, feel like you know them. You know how you feel like you know people on TV even though you never, ever, or may never meet them. You just feel like you know who they are. That's kind of the way summits are. And each session is usually about 30 minutes. I wouldn't go longer than that. Nobody's going to watch it longer than that unless you're, the, I don't know, maybe the who's who of whatever. People could watch it longer, but usually 30 minutes is good. And they each give away some a freebie at the end of their talk. So everybody gets something out of it. The main difference between summits and giveaways is that you can purchase the actual summit package, meaning the recordings, you can turn the recordings into transcripts and PDFs and all of that, and you can sell that as a product itself, whereas in the giveaway, you're just giving away whatever everyone offers. So that's five ways that you can actually put yourself out there and start getting some clients coming your way. Because the thing is, these are systems that actually keep giving, keep going, and they can be, you know, you can actually enlist other people in your army of getting clients, so you're not just doing it by yourself. And even the giveaway or the summit, you can participate in it, and you don't have to put it on, because it's a lot of work to put on either one of those things, including a webinar, a lot of work, but there's a lot of payoff too. Because as I said, if you're the person who's putting it on, you're going to get all of the opt-ins and the attention and everything. And the people who are in it, they will get some attention as well, but not as much as you. But if you're a guest on the summit or the giveaway, you're still going to get attention. You're still going to get people to opt into your list. I did three summits in 2019. I'd love to do three again, at least maybe four. And probably that's going to be my limit for four, because just putting them on, not even putting them on, but being a part of them usually is not that big of a thing, but you still have to help promote it. If you want to even get anything out of it, you still need to help promote it, because that's the big thing about the summits and the giveaways. It's the power of the many doing stuff together. Helps everyone. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. So I hope that those have helped you. Those are five things: referrals, challenges, webinars, giveaways, and summits that you can put into place for getting you clients, your client-getting strategy for 2020. So if you're having some issues with getting out there and being seen, you're not quite sure of, you know, what to do first, next, or whatever, I would love to invite you to attend my challenge. I'm doing another one, and it's coming up, it's starting on Monday, the January 13th, that runs through Friday the 17th, and it is called the Business Visibility Challenge, and you can join. It's absolutely free by going to csicorporation.com/visibility. And what we're going to be doing is helping you get visible to the people who are going to pay you, your ideal, perfect audience. How do they know who you are, where you are, how to find you, and how can you find them to get in front of them so that they go, oh, there you are. I've been waiting for you all my life, and I can't wait to spend this money with you. So, again, go to csicorporation.com/visibility. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much. Happy New Year again, and join me next time for another great episode. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.